Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is September 9, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Bitcoin deposited in backed warehouse protected by $125 million insurance. Bitmain ramps up power and efficiency with new Bitcoin mining machine. New analysis, every Bitcoin holder makes a profit after 1,335 days. UK fund that aims to capitalize on crypto volatility raises $50 million. Bitmain launches two new S17 Bitcoin ASIC miners. MakerDAO is helping 60 kids in Brazil learn the basics of blockchain. Stellar to airdrop 2 billion XLM crypto tokens worth $120 million. Bitcoin price faces drop to support levels below $10,000. NetKey retools digital ID service for FATF's new crypto travel rule. Now let's get started. Bitcoin deposited in backed warehouse protected by $125 million insurance. Bitcoin, BTC, deposited at the backed warehouse is protected by a $125 million insurance policy, according to an announcement on September 9. The company started accepting deposits and withdrawals on September 6, ahead of the planned launch of its futures products on September 23. Deposits launch as planned. It took backed a lot of time and effort to gain regulatory certification for its upcoming daily and monthly physically delivered Bitcoin futures products. Since approval was given, things has been full speed ahead with deposits in its freshly certified custodial warehousing solution happening as planned. News of the insurance policy covering client deposits removes yet another concern for the institutional investors that backed hopes to attract. All systems prepared for launch. If the launch is successful on September 23, it will be the first Bitcoin futures platform offering a physically delivered product, which means institutional investors will be trading with actual BTC. Existing futures products from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange are settled in cash, whereas backed clients will receive payment in Bitcoin once the futures contract expires. Bitmain ramps up power and efficiency with new Bitcoin mining machine. Crypto mining giant Bitmain is launching two new models for its Antminer range of Bitcoin mining devices, one of which is its most powerful yet. Announced Friday, the Antminer S17e has a hash rate mining power of 64 terahertz per second and a power efficiency of 45 joules per TH. The numbers compare favorably with the current most powerful model on sale. According to the Bitmain website, that's an S17 with 53 THS and an efficiency rating of 45 JTH in normal power mode. The second new Antminer, the more budget-friendly T17E, provides a hash rate of 53 THS and power efficiency of 55 JTH. This one appears to offer identical hashing power and lower efficiency to the 53 THS, 45 JTH, S17 model already on sale, but at a lower price point. In its announcement, Bitmain says, both new models have been designed for more stable operations in the long term to reduce maintenance costs for customers. This is made possible through the dual-tube heat dissipation technology which improves how efficiently heat dissipates. They are also loaded with new software said to be more secure than previously in order to prevent malicious attacks. The new models will be sold in three batches from today till September 11, and will be shipped through November. The China-based miner maker is also saying it will compensate buyers with coupons if they should suffer a late delivery for the E-models, based on PPS rewards of the mining pool, electricity cost deducted. New analysis, every Bitcoin holder makes a profit after 1,335 days. New analysis suggests Bitcoin, BTC, holders make a profit after an average of 1,335 days or roughly 3 years and 8 months. The data, released on September 8 by BitcoinEconomics.io, roughly correlates to the four-year cycle length based on reward halving periods. Profiting from Bitcoin, a waiting game while a 100% sure profit would have taken a maximum of 1,335 days, this relates to the bull run in late 2013, when Bitcoin price surged to $1,150. Buying in right at the top would have meant it took until early 2017 before BTC finally broke that level again. Missing the peak of that rally would have resulted in a substantially reduced wait for a profit. Holding Bitcoin for 317 days would have given a 75% chance of profit. There was a 60% chance of profit if Bitcoin was held for 35 days, and the likelihood that you were up over any single day was 50%. If that seems like a long time, check the S&P 500 for comparison. To achieve a sure profit on the S&P 500, an investor would have needed to hold their position for 23 years. This analysis purely looks at the chance of profit and not the scale of that profit. When Bitcoin is on a bull run, profits dwarf those achievable on stock market indices. For example, the Grayscale Bitcoin Investment Trust outperformed everything so far in 2019 with appreciation of almost 300% in the year to date, as reported by Cointelegraph in July. UK fund that aims to capitalize on crypto volatility raises $50 million. UK-licensed Nickel Asset Management says it has raised $50 million for a fund aimed to make profits off the volatility of cryptocurrencies. The firm said Monday it has now soft-closed its Nickel Arbitrage Fund to new investors, 2 months after launch. The raise was joined by funds of funds and family offices in the UK, Europe, North America and Singapore. Regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority, the firm says the arbitrage fund strategy harnesses the extreme swings in crypto markets to deliver low volatility, consistent performance. Nickel has built its own automated trading systems. By investing in only those digital assets that have active futures and swap markets, it maintains an overall market-neutral exposure to volatile crypto assets, according to a press release. As long as digital assets and their derivatives trade on multiple exchanges across the globe, with sufficient speed and execution quality, we can profitably make markets, while improving liquidity for other market participants, said Alec Cloda, portfolio manager at Nickel. Nickel also said it offers a solution for managing digital assets on multiple trading platforms. Until now, hedge funds have been using a self-custody model for digital assets. Since blockchain transactions are irreversible, the risk of a single point of failure has been the key reason for institutional investors avoiding exposure to the asset class at any significant scale, Nickel said. The firm is employing multi-signature security to ensure no single party can move funds individually, and restricts movement of funds to a pre-approved white list of addresses. Anatoly Krachilov, Nickel Asset Management CEO, said, "Our vision is that it's simply a matter of time until digital assets become part of institutional portfolio allocation for forward-looking investors around the world, and we aim to build an institutional quality gateway to this high-octane world of digital assets." Nickel said the fund may reopen to investors for a limited period later this year as its service reaches full capacity. Bitmain launches two new S17 Bitcoin ASIC miners. Leading mining application-specific integrated circuit ASIC producer Bitmain announced two new S17 miners in a news release shared with Cointelegraph. The two new mining ASICs, the S17E and the T17E, will both be launched on September 9. The company claims that both the new models feature improvements, which should translate to higher efficiency, more stable operation and more longevity. ASIC specifications released. Bitmain also released the specifications of both the newly announced mining machines. The S17E has a hash rate of 64th/s and operates with a power efficiency of 45 J/TH, while the T17E offers a hash rate of 53 TH/s and a power efficiency of 55 J/TH. Both the S17E and the T17E feature a dual-tube heat dissipation system, reportedly enhancing the longevity of the hardware and its stability. Furthermore, Bitmain also claims that the software embedded into the two new ASICs has higher cybersecurity standards to prevent malicious attacks. Sale and delivery times. The S17e and T17e will be released in three batches. The first batch will be available for sale on September 9th and is expected to be delivered in the first 10 days of November. The second batch will be sold on September 10th and will be delivered in the period starting on November 11th and ending on November 20th. The third and final batch will be sold on September 11th, and its delivery is scheduled for the period starting on November 21st and ending on November 30th. As Cointelegraph reported in August, Bitmain will reportedly increase its capacity by 50% in the next 6 months on the back of a giant hardware order. Delay compensation program announced. The company has also announced compensation for delivery delays. As part of this new initiative, customers whose deliveries are delayed will be compensated by Bitmain with coupons for every day their order is late. The compensation is based on pay-per-share rewards of the mining pool, with the electricity cost deduced. MakerDAO is helping 60 kids in Brazil learn the basics of blockchain. Nearly 120 youths, ages 14 to 24, now gather weekly in Rio de Janeiro for free courses about financial literacy, computer programming and blockchain technology. World Bank Research Field Coordinator Eric Baumgartner told CoinDesk he went to three high schools in the crime-riddled Pavuna district to recruit students for the nine-month program, which started in May. Even for classes that are happening right outside their houses, we've already had 2 days when they couldn't come to class because of police operations, Baumgartner said. When shooting starts, people can't go out of their houses. In order to serve this marginalized community of aspiring developers, the World Bank partnered with a slew of organizations ranging from MakerDAO to Banco Mar and the Federal University of Rio de Janeiro, plus the Brazilian education startup Blockchain Academy. Only half of the students passed the computer literacy test to take the blockchain-focused course at the end of the program. They'll be learning web programming basics, how to make Ethereum-based smart contracts and a little about Hyperledger. The final purpose of all these efforts is to give them a real opportunity to be hired, Blockchain Academy co-founder Rossini Kadamani told CoinDesk. By the end of the training program, students are going to participate in a hackathon with MakerDAO, to have the opportunity to create something more concrete, something that could be helpful for themselves. DeFi-lanthropy. MakerDAO says its goals for the program are altruistic. Nadia Alvarez, MakerDAO's head of business development in Latin America, told CoinDesk she hopes students learn about solutions beyond banks and traditional financial institutions. What we want is to give them information to develop their curiosity around the blockchain and other financial options they have, she said. Kadamani added that the program offers a well-rounded education, including the risks of decentralized finance, DeFi, so that students can decide for themselves whether crypto loans suit their specific needs. As for the students themselves, 17-year-old Luis Felipe Rangel Silva told CoinDesk that although his family has a bank account, they mostly use cash. Concepts like blockchain and payment apps are foreign to him, beyond brief mentions of Bitcoin he heard on the news. I am always interested in learning and being better prepared for jobs, also learning how to make websites and software, he told CoinDesk, adding that students were restricted from using the computer lab at his school to curtail theft. This will be his first programming course. MakerDAO's Alvarez and the World Bank's Baumgartner both referred to this program as a pilot, which they hope to expand next year if participant feedback proves it helped them gain job opportunities. Kadamani, of Blockchain Academy, noted the program is still seeking crypto industry partnerships, with companies looking to hire or to contribute to the curriculum. Stellar to airdrop 2 billion XLM crypto tokens worth $120 million. Chat with your friends and get paid to do it. The Stellar Development Foundation and messaging service Keybase announced Monday a 2 billion XLM airdrop, the largest in Stellar's 5-year history, worth roughly $120 million. Over the next 20 months, Keybase users can expect monthly airdrops of 100 million XLM. Keybase currently has 300,000 active users across its various services, according to the company. All you have to do is have an authenticated Keybase account, and your XLM will appear in your wallet automatically, every month, for as long as the airdrop continues, according to a draft blog post shared with CoinDesk. 3 months of airdrops are guaranteed, the company says, with the program's continuation beyond that dependent on hitting basic success metrics. The Stellar Way. Stellar Development Foundation CEO Donnell Dixon tells CoinDesk that Keybase is a key part of its larger adoption strategy. The foundation's mandate is to deliver Lumens XLM into the world. This is part of that plan. The up to 2 billion is a really great way. And we will have checks along the way. Stellar and Keybase have worked together for quite some time, beginning with a March 2018 investment from Stellar large enough to close Keybase's Series B funding round. Dixon said the airdrop is an investment not only in Keybase users but the kind of projects the company says upholds its vision. Keybase's 300,000-strong user base shares a lot in common with crypto, Dixon said. The number seems much more rational when looked at over a 20-month period, Dixon said of the airdrop. It demonstrates that we think this is a valuable opportunity for users of Keybase to get to know us. They aren't crypto first. Social Scramble. The airdrop coincides with multiple Keybase feature upgrades since its adoption of Stellar in May 2019. On Keybase, users can send Stellar to different users and phone numbers including those without a Keybase account or even make inline bets with friends. A spokesperson says Keybase is adding more features in the coming months, including on and off ramps and XLM-based payment functionality across the web. The airdrop partnership comes as other messaging apps ramp up their own cryptocurrency efforts. Telegram, which claims to serve some 300 million users, plans on launching its hotly anticipated Telegram Open Network, TON, next month. As of now, multiple methods of sending cryptocurrencies already exist on the application as well through independent development. Facebook, of course, is also in the mix. The company's WhatsApp, Instagram and Messenger services dwarf Telegram's user count with some 2.7 billion potential users. An early goal for Libra is that the stablecoin will be compatible with Facebook-owned messaging platforms. Keybase, it would seem, is taking a lesson from Twitter, working with an existing cryptocurrency instead of developing one in-house. Keybase believes Stellar can fulfill Bitcoin's original goal of fast, cheap, worldwide payments, said a Stellar spokesperson. Bitcoin price faces drop to support levels below $10,000. View: Bitcoin risks falling below $10,000 this week, having confirmed a high-volume bearish reversal on the daily chart on Friday. A break below $10,000 would expose key support levels lined up at $9,755 and $9,320. The bearish case would weaken if the cryptocurrency rises above $10,350 today, confirming a wedge breakout on the hourly chart. A UTC close above $10,956, August 20 high as per Bitstamp data, is needed to revive the bullish outlook. Bitcoin, BTC, is losing altitude and may slide further toward $9,750 this week unless prices invalidate a bearish technical setup with a move above $10,350 in the next few hours. The top cryptocurrency fell to $10,060 at 8:10 Coordinated Universal Time, the lowest level since September 2, according to Bitstamp data. BTC hit the one-week low 2 days after facing strong rejection near key resistance. On Friday, the cryptocurrency fell sharply to $10,200 with strong volumes shortly after facing rejection near $10,956, a bearish lower high created on August 20. Friday's drop marked a victory for the bears in an ongoing tug-of-war with the bulls represented by Wednesday's spinning top candle. Essentially, the market turned bearish with Friday's drop and the negative follow-through seen today has further strengthened the case for retest of key support levels lined up below $10,000. Even so, sellers need to observe caution, as the pullback from highs near $10,956 has taken the shape of a bullish reversal on the intraday charts. As of writing, BTC is changing hands at $10,240 on Bitstamp, representing a 3% drop on a 24-hour basis. BTC fell 4% on Friday, above left, engulfing the price action seen in the preceding 3 days. More importantly, prices closed UTC well below $10,378 on Friday, validating the seller exhaustion signaled by Wednesday's spinning top candle and Thursday's doji candle. In the following 2 days, prices traded in the range of $10,200-$10,400 before falling to lows below $10,100 earlier today, marking a continuation of Friday's sell-off. Now, the path of least resistance is to the downside, according to the daily chart. Prices could soon challenge support at $9,755, the low of the August 22nd doji candle. A violation there would expose the recent low of $9,320, August 29th low. The bearish case, however, would weaken if prices break higher from the falling wedge pattern seen on the hourly chart, above right. As of writing, the upper edge of the falling wedge is located at $10,350. A falling wedge comprises converging trendlines connecting lower highs and lower lows. The converging nature of the trendlines indicates the bearish momentum is running out of steam. Hence, a breakout is widely taken as a sign of bullish reversal. However, in this case, the wedge breakout, if confirmed, would only weaken the prospects of a slide below $10,000. The outlook would turn bullish only if prices print a UTC close above $10,956, August 20th high. That would invalidate the bearish lower highs setup on the daily chart. Note that longer time frame charts take precedence over the hourly and other intraday charts, as per technical analysis theory. NetKey retools digital ID service for FATF's new crypto travel rule. NetKey has upgraded its digital identity service to help cryptocurrency firms meet tough new international standards for combating money laundering. Announced Monday, the upgrade to Transacted adds two new features: the ability to break down certificates of a user's identity into smaller pieces of personally identifiable information, P, and the ability for senders and receivers of money to request P from each other. Before, there was, like, one large, atomic transaction where each side shared all of the information about each other with each other, Justin Newton, CEO of NetKey, told CoinDesk. Now the protocol allows for more of a conversation where each side can request and share individual pieces of identity information with each other. The change comes in response to recommendations released in June by the Financial Action Task Force, FATF, an intergovernmental body devoted to fighting money laundering and terrorism financing. They require virtual asset service providers, VASPs, including crypto exchanges, to pass information about their customers to one another when transferring funds between firms so law enforcement has an information trail. While FATF standards aren't binding, its 37 member countries are expected to put them into practice through regulation or legislation, and the organization gave them 12 months to do so. Indeed, even before the FATF guidance dropped, the U.S. Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN, stated that the travel rule already applied to crypto exchanges, just as it long has for other financial institutions. Transacted was originally designed primarily with the U.S. in mind, but now that FATF has applied the travel rule to crypto, NetKey has made the product customizable to account for differences in how countries interpret the guidance. For example, the Swiss regulator FINMA last month extended this requirement to transactions between regulated exchanges and unregulated, personal wallets, going further than other countries that only applied it to exchange-to-exchange transfers. FinCEN crackdown? Even in the U.S., NetKey claims there is now a stronger impetus to comply. Recently, the U.S. FinCEN agency has begun enforcement actions against VASPs who are not in compliance, it said in a press release. FinCEN has not announced any crypto-related enforcement actions since April. There have been a couple of meetings that I've been at that were around the FATF guidance and travel rule where lawyers from the top firms representing companies in this space have said that they have multiple clients that are undergoing FinCEN enforcement actions related to the travel rule, Newton said. Transacted uses open-source standards that encrypt peer-to-peer exchange of identity information between parties before transacting. NetKey claims its technology can do this while maintaining the integrity of the blockchain on which transactions take place. Specifically, Transacted uses BY.509 certificates, a standard commonly used for validating ownership of websites, to exchange identity information. NetKey says it picked the decades-old standard because it's widely recognized by governmental and regulatory agencies as a legally valid form of identification. Since the certificates are used in NetKey's solution to identify the sender and receiver in a transaction, VASPs don't need to establish a relationship with either party, the company says. For companies that use NetKey for their Know Your Customer (KYC) process, certificates cost around $1 per user or less, Newton said. The service is also built on the Bitcoin Improvement Proposal (BIP) 75, developed by NetKey and wallet provider Breadwallet in 2016. BIP 75 is a peer-to-peer protocol, based on open standards, available for anyone to use and compatible with custodial and non-custodial wallets. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.